Fitter. Happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Good morning again and welcome to Fitter Happier. Friday next week marks the start of Reconciliation Week, and W Health reaffirms its commitment to the vision of Aboriginal people living long, well and healthy lives. The Department of Health supports a series of long-term Aboriginal workforce initiatives which aim to improve health outcomes for all Aboriginal people living in WA. These initiatives allow Aboriginal people to be part of the conversation, learning wisdom and leading the effort to improve their health outcome. WHealth is also committed to providing staff with access to cultural learning, ensuring that Aboriginal people have access to culturally safe and non-discriminatory services through the state. This morning, we have Asta Flugi, a senior police officer. This morning we have Asta Flugi, a senior policy officer from the Department of Health, to discuss the importance of recruiting and retaining Aboriginal people in their workforce. Welcome, Asta, and thanks for joining us today. Hello. Yes, yeah, sorry, you went on here, but now I've got you.
You've got me now?
Yes, I've got you right. And can you tell us a little bit more about your background and how you ended up in your role?
Sure. So I'm a Noongar woman with cultural ties to Gorang Budja. That's located down near Bremer Bay on the southern coast. My nana was born on Noongarup Mission. I grew up in Perth and my parents are from Katani. So that's just a little bit about me personally. So how did I end up in my role? Well, I have a tertiary qualification in social science, Indigenous services. I began my journey in health back in 2012 with the North Metro Health Service Health Promotion Team. It was a little two-day-a-week role working alongside a senior nutritionist, and I was the Aboriginal Health Promotion Officer. It was my job to recruit the community, get the community involved and engaged in the food security project we were working on. So that little two-day-a-week role really suited me at the time because I was a 25-year-old single mum with a two-year-old daughter. So 10 years on, I've also spent many years working in the child health, Aboriginal health team. I just absolutely loved it there.
Nice.
I've also worked in public health where I was able to develop some COVID resources for the Aboriginal community, and I'm currently in the Aboriginal Health Policy Directorate. So I've taken a step back from community engagement now and more in the writing scene.
Great. So It's a fantastic journey so far. Why is it so important that there is a strong Aboriginal workforce, especially in the health system?
Yeah, so that, I mean, it's quite multi-layered, the reasons why.
Yep.
On a basic hard figures level, Aboriginal people make up 3.6% of the WA population. So in a large system such as the health system, we'd, you know, really like to see that our workforce demographics appropriately represent the demographics of the public we're serving. Mm. So, you know, that's just on a numbers level.
Yeah.
And Aboriginal people are currently underrepresented in the health workforce, but we're making progress. But, of course, it's not just about diversity figures. It's about equity, it's about equal opportunity, it's about doing our part to address the social determinants of health by providing employment opportunities. But, you know, dearest to my heart is, you know, it's about recruiting the talent that bring the cultural knowledge that supports better understandings and of the perspectives and needs of Aboriginal health consumers, so that as a system we can be more culturally responsive.
Of course. And but so how does increasing Aboriginal employment improve as well the health and well-being outcomes for all Aboriginal people in Western Australia? How can they make the difference?
Yeah, so Aboriginal employees bring a diverse set of skills and cultural knowledges, including the ability to break down barriers, including barriers to access. So barriers to access can often be intensified and heightened for Aboriginal people, yeah. And sometimes that comes with feelings of fear and distrust, for example. I just might give you a little personal family reflection, mm-hmm. just to kind of humanise what I'm talking about, I guess.
Yeah.
So my dad, only 63, he was born on the veranda of a WA country hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because my nana, like other Noongar women at the time, were segregated from the non-Aboriginal women giving birth inside the maternity ward.
Mm.
So, I can only imagine how degrading and culturally unsafe and even clinically unsafe that must have felt.
Mm.
So I think what I'm trying to get to is that within the public that we serve, there's, you know, Aboriginal people with lived experiences that can be contrary to feeling culturally safe. But Aboriginal employees, I would have to say, are the most valuable asset the health system has when it comes to breaking down barriers to ensure that Aboriginal people feel welcome and culturally safe. When Aboriginal people feel culturally safe, we access health services to the optimal,
yep.
and that what that leads to is better rates of prevention, early intervention, timely treatment, and it reduces the rates of discharges against medical advice as well. And all of that leads to better health outcomes.
For sure. So what target do you actually have for increasing the Aboriginal workforce at the Department of Health, and how do you meet these targets?
Yeah, so currently Aboriginal employees make up 1.6% of our WA health workforce.
Mm-hmm.
Our aim is to reach 3.2% by 2026. We are making gains, and we now have over 900 Aboriginal employees in the system. There's several key initiatives that help us to achieve this. So we've got the Aboriginal workforce policy. We have Section 50D positions. We mandate the application of Section 51 in recruitment practices.
Mm-hmm.
We have graduate and cadetship and also leadership initiatives as well.
That sounds great. And are there specific programs available for Aboriginal people who would like to pursue a career within W Health?
Yeah, we've got a couple of fantastic programs here we run here. So the Aboriginal Cadetship Program is for Aboriginal uni students in any field at all to work one day a week while studying, and it also provides some study allowance. So that's a really great opportunity for any Aboriginal students at uni. We have great uptake that's increased to 35 cadets we have this year, so we're pretty happy with that. Mm-hmm. I think we started off with about 4 when the program first started, so yeah, that's something we're quite proud of. There's also a Department of Health graduate program, and that has places available for Aboriginal University graduates, so that provides 3 sets of 4-month placements in 3 different areas of the health system, and that's full-time employment as well. And we aim to also create pathways to sort of support graduates moving into full-time employment after that graduate program as well. But I want to mention too that, you know, we're not just wanting to attract Aboriginal people with university degrees. For instance, Aboriginal health workers and Aboriginal health practitioners provide a really critical role in service delivery to Aboriginal clients and patients at a local level. Ma Mooditj Training Aboriginal Corporation does offer a range of certificate courses in a variety of health fields. So, you know, that's an option there for anyone wanting to get into the health system. And, you know, we're also always wanting to attract those who are mature age too, maybe looking for a career change from a different industry.
That's fantastic. That sounds really positive and promising for the future of WA Health. And was wondering as well, where can people go and find out more about these programs and about these initiatives?
Sure. So anyone interested can always Google Jobs in Health WA. Mm-hmm. So the direct address for that one is www.jobs.health.wa.gov.au, or they please feel free to call us at the Aboriginal Health Policy Directorate as well on 9222 2478, and just ask for the workforce team.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Asta, for being on the program on the record today on RTR FM. It's a pleasure to speak to you and to learn more about all these topics. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for the time. Take care.
That was Asta Flugi, Senior Policy Officer from the Department of Health. And we've been discussing the importance of recruiting and retaining Aboriginal people in the workforce of WA Health Department.